There is a halakha that kohanim must make nisi'ut kapayim. The Bet Knesset, when they reach the kohanim, the Torah says, "Kote barikut b'nei Yisrael," they have an obligation to bless b'nei Yisrael. V'samu et shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani barichim. Of course, Shulchan Aruch talks about certain things that are posel a kohen from making birkat kohanim. As an example, if a kohen is married to a divorcee, which is a sin, kohen cannot marry a divorcee. He's mehalel his kehuna by this, which means he's belittling his kehuna, I should say, and therefore he forfeits his right to make the birkat kohanim as long as he's married. And even after he's married, he has to make a teshuvah. That would be one example where a kohen cannot make birkat kohanim. A kohen, for example, that haraget nefesh, that murdered somebody, killed somebody, also forfeits his rights to make birkat kohanim. Now there are many details to that halakha, which we discussed previously in daily halakhot. But that's another example of a kohen that cannot make birkat kohanim. A kohen that, for example, drank, where he drank wine of a certain shi'ur, so also he cannot make birkat kohanim because he has a certain level of intoxication. He's disqualified. A kohen, for example, the Torah, the halakha talks about that has a strange voice, or maybe in the olden days when they didn't cover their hands, their hands were exposed, where his hands are a little awkward, which will cause the people to look and talk about them, so also they're disqualified. Again, Shulchan Aruch is very clear in Siman Kuf Chaf Chet who is allowed to make kohanim and who is not allowed. Then he writes in a halakha, obviously a mumar. Mumar is somebody that converted. Although you can't convert. If you're Jewish, you're Jewish. But he abandoned his faith. So Maran says, mumar lo yisat kapav. Some say if he made teshuvah, meaning he came back, he's okay. So those are examples of people that cannot make birkat kohanim. Again, I'm just giving it to you in a general way to show you that not everybody, just because their last name is Kohen, allows them to make the Birkat Kohanim. But then Maran writes, and Halakha Lametet, in Kuf Chafet, Lo ayubam ha-devarim ha-mura'im nisi'ut kapayim. Let's say he didn't have any of these things, the ones that we just mentioned above. Afal pi she'enu medagdek b'mitzvot, even though the guy is not careful when it comes to mitzvot, v'chol ha'am menanenim acharav, and everybody is talking about him, nose et kapav, he can still make birkat kohanim. The Rama writes, she'en sh'ar averot mon'im nisi'ut kapayim. Other averot do not refrain a person from making the birkat kohanim. There is a discussion, for example, a kohen that's mehalel Shabbat. You have a kohen that's mehalel Shabbat b'farishya, drives on Shabbat in public, he doesn't have any regard for Shabbat. Now he comes to the Bet Knesset, and he wants to go up to make the kohanim. Well, Maran did not discuss Hilul Shabbat. So, Hakam David Yosef discusses a mehalel Shabbat in his halakha, in the halakha berura, this is chelek vav on page taf ayin he. He says kohen shu mehalel Shabbat befarhesia dino kedin mi shehimir dato. That's like somebody that converted. Because the Gemara says that anybody's Mechalel Shabbat Mepharis, she has like he's worshiping Avodah Zarah. But then he says, Ubizmanenu. Shalom Rubam Shalom Mechalelim Shabbat Osim Kirnamat Hosin Yidi'ah. Today the Mechalel Shabbat are not philosophically being Mechalel Shabbat. They don't know, they didn't go to yeshiva, they didn't learn, they didn't have a proper upbringing. Ume'olam lo lamdu, they didn't learn the severity of the Isur. Listen, the fact that they're coming to the Beit Knesset shows that they're not worshiping Avodah Zarah. You know, if they were really a goy, so why they come to Beit Knesset? So he says, "Apal pi she'im ba oto kohen shu mechalel shabbat l'shaol." If he would come to ask us a question, can he make Birkat Kohanim? We would tell him, listen, make the Teshuvah from Chalul Shabbat first. We'd speak to him in a nice way to try to bring him around. However, if he goes up to the Dukhan on his own, we do not have to make a noise about it, and we can let him do that over there. Even if he's the only Kohen, of course you try to talk him out of it, listen, you know, whatever, but probably it would be difficult to talk him out of it in a nice way where he doesn't get offended, and it's going to cause mahloket. So Acham David writes, even if he's the only Kohen, the Mechalel Shabbat Mepharesha, you let him go up and you close your eyes and he says Gadol HaShalom, you know, the peace is the peace is overrides that, and that's Hakam Avadiyah writes it in Yabi Omer also in Chelek Zayin or Chaim Siman Tedvav Ot Gimal. He talks about the Mechalel Shabbat. What about other Averot? So there's a Rambam in Perek Tevav of Hilchot Tefillah, Halakha Vav and Zayin. Do we have that Rambam here? So I'll read it from here. He says, Sheta'ama davaru mepene shezu mitzvat aseh al kol kohen vekohen shera'ui lenesiyat kapayim. Any kohen that's ra'ui, because he's a Kohen, that's his obligation to make the siyut kapayim. Ve'en omrim le'adam rasha, hosef resha, ve'en manam min ha-mitzvot. We don't tell somebody that's a rasha, do more averot, by not fulfilling your obligation. Kohen rasha, does he have to wear tefillin in the morning? Of course. We say, well, he's a rasha anyway. What's the difference? Just because he's a rasha over here, doesn't mean we tell him to make another Avera, the Alta Tama v'Tomar. Maybe you're going to ask me. He says, "Umat Toil Berachat Yotze." What is this beracha of the Rasha going to benefit? She en kibula beracha talui b'kohanim ela b'kadosh baruch hu. It's Hashem's beracha. She re'emar v'samu et shemi abenei Israel v'ani abarechem. God says, "I bless." Hakohanim osim mitzvatam shel itzavu ba. They have an obligation. והקדוש ברוך הוא מברך את ישראל כחפצו. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses. If he wants the beracha to run through that Kohen, it will run through. If not, not. The Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe runs the beracha. So therefore, Hakam David concludes that a Kohen who's Baal Averot, even if he does it b'mezid, even if he did not make Teshuvah, even if it's in the realm of Gilui Arayot, where he's married to people or person that he's not allowed to be married to, except a divorcee, because divorcee is a Kohen item, or he commits other averot, like he eats nevelot, utrefot, or other serious averot from the Torah that were not mentioned in the exceptions, harezen nose kapav, he says he makes the siut kapayim. And he brings from the Mefarshim on the bottom on page Taf Ayin Chet in Sif Katan Shin Yud Ufize Bishar Arayot She'ab Yisrael Muzarim Alehem Ve'enam Yuhadim Nechehuna Bilvad, which means non-exclusive Kohanim Halachot Hareze Kishar Averot. And he says that's what the Sefer HaEshkol writes. that which we said that the Kohen that's married illegally, that's only if it's illegal to a Kohen, like he's married to a divorcee or something like that. But let's say a Kohen is married to a Mamzeret, where nobody's allowed to marry a Mamzeret, not even a Yisrael. That would not posel him from the actual Kehuna, from the Deen. And he quotes this from Maharam Rotenberg as well. And therefore, even Gilu Arayot B'Mezid Enam Posel. And this is the way he really concludes. Now some will say, what if somebody is committing Averot, for example, but we can leave that halakha for another time. Things that are domet to hariga, to killing, which we'll see in another halakha. But from the opinions of Hakam of Adya and of Hakam David and from Maran, it sounds like over here that as long as it's not one of the exceptional cases that the halakha clearly lays out, even though he's not medakdek and mitzvot and people are talking, and even if it's averot that are done by mezid outside of these areas, it seems from Harambam as well that does not a reason to posel him from making the Birkat Kohanim.